For many Mexican immigrants, says David Bacon, coming to the United States isn't really a choice.
Most people who come to the United States from Mexico today are coming as a result of big economic changes that have increased poverty at an enormous rate.
Bacon, a Berkeley-based writer and photojournalist, investigates this issue in his most recent book, The Right to Stay Home: How U.S. Policy Drives Mexican Migration. In his analysis, one of the most significant drivers of immigration, legal or otherwise, over the past decade, has been the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA.
The North American Free Trade Agreement made it almost impossible for people from southern Mexico to farm corn any longer, something that people had been doing for thousands of years, because that treaty allowed big U.S. corporations to dump corn on the Mexican market at a very low price, which we subsidized through the Farm Bill in the United States. That made it impossible for people to raise corn and sell it at a price that was the same as what these large corporations were able to sell it for. So people had to leave home in order to get work, in order to survive.
The same pattern has played out with other commodities, such as pork, Bacon adds, and it has affected industrial jobs as well.
Mexico used to have a domestic content law that required foreign companies that built auto plants there to get part of the parts that were going into the vehicles that they were assembling from Mexican producers. And NAFTA came along and said that that was an unfair restraint on the activities of those giant corporations. And as a result of that, thousands of Mexican workers lost their jobs when those corporations brought in parts from countries where the cost of labor was even lower.
NAFTA's proponents anticipated these impacts, Bacon says, but predicted they would be offset, over time, by other economic gains, which have yet to materialize. One unforeseen consequence, however, has been the new energy immigrant workers are bringing to American labor organizations.
The people coming here from Mexico, from Central America, from the Philippines, from other countries, are very often very pro-union people. People have become very active in the efforts of unions to organize in certain industries, like in farm labor, in hotels, as janitors. So the defense of the rights of immigrants and of immigrant workers is something that is important to all workers.
A former union organizer himself, Bacon offers a two-pronged prescription to address the economic imbalances that are accelerating Mexican immigration today.
We have to have a much more balanced trade policy that defends the standard of living and seeks to increase the standard of living in countries like Mexico and Central America rather than push it down. The second part is to increase the rights of people once they are here, and especially which protects people's families, and that our communities are ones in which pretty much everybody has the same set of rights.
Meanwhile, he notes, the federal government is spending prodigiously in its efforts to suppress the predictable results of its lopsided economic policies.
The United States is spending more on immigration enforcement than all the other law enforcement programs of the federal government combined, meaning FBI plus DEA plus all the rest of them together are not as much as we are spending on immigration enforcement, and the human cost of this is very brutal.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.